Pockets noticed his neighbor was about to cross the street without paying attention. Pockets ran up to his neighbor, trying to get his attention, but he didn't hear Pockets because he had his earpiece in, talking on the phone. Quickly, Pockets tapped him on the shoulder. The neighbor stopped and turned around with a disgusted look at Pockets. Then he felt the wind blow by him as he jumped back, narrowly avoiding a speeding car that zoomed past. Pockets said, "I was trying to warn you about the car going fast." "Oh, I am so sorry," the neighbor replied, his face now pale with realization. "I was on the phone and I wasn't paying attention." Pockets smiled kindly. That's what neighbors are for. The neighbor, still shaken, nodded appreciatively. "You just saved my life. I can't believe I was so careless." Pockets glanced at the children playing on their side of the street. "You know," he began thoughtfully, "I want to go to the schools and teach kids about awareness. It's so important to always be vigilant, especially near streets." The neighbor looked intrigued. "That sounds like a fantastic idea. If there's anything I can do to help, please let me know." Pockets nodded. "Thank you. It's a simple lesson, but one that can save lives." The next day, Pockets visited the local elementary school and arranged a meeting with the principal. Impressed by Pockets' enthusiasm and dedication, the principal eagerly agreed to let him speak to the students. A week later, Pockets stood in front of a classroom full of eager faces. He shared his story about the importance of being aware of their surroundings, especially when near traffic. He taught them how to look both ways before crossing the street, to avoid distractions like phones or music, and always to use crosswalks when available. He ended his talk with a simple but powerful message. Crossing the street is scary because it can be dangerous if we're not careful. Always be aware and never take your safety for granted. The children listened intently, their eyes wide with understanding. Pockets felt a sense of fulfillment, knowing that his message had resonated with them. Later that day, as he walked home, he saw one of the students he had spoken to. The child was standing at the corner, looking both ways before crossing the street. Pockets smiled, his heart swelling with pride. He had made a difference, and he knew that even the smallest acts of awareness could have the biggest impacts.